if you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Biz. Episode 567, day one of official coronavirus quarantine.
It's the good stuff. The right stuff.
None of our race are still being born with the right stuff.
It is enter the Wuhan in the 21 vials. That was for you, Mike. I figured you would like that. Reports that that the virus originated from our biotech, as some Jew and some chink brought 21 vials of pathogen to China for some reason. I didn't read that. I just heard that meme. That's all I need to know to do the pun.
Yeah. Yes. That's all you need to... I can talk about it, but all we need for the pun is the 21 vials.
The 21 vials. Enter the Wuhan. That would enter.
Really funny. Yeah, so I could tell you about Charles Lieber real quick if you don't know the story.
Yeah, I don't know this when you were telling this before we started, so yeah, tell me, please.
Charles Lieber yes. Is a Harvard scientist. He's the head of the chair of chemistry and chemical biology at Harvard. Oh my god, I almost cleared my throat.
Oh, he almost spoofed.
Every throat clear now, I'm like, fuck. That was a burp, not a...
I must have puked.
Yeah. So, again, like, trying not to coof, then you, like, burp, and then it's a mess. But anyway, so Charles Lieber is the head of that, and he got arrested for making false statements in December.
Ah.
And along with his arrest, like, two other Chinese were arrested, one other on making false statements and one on actually trying to smuggle 21 vials of biological material out of the country back to China. Now, the cover story for this is Charles Lieber was heavily involved in opening up a lab at the Wuhan University of Technology, where he was going to do chemical and biological research. But they were saying that he's focused on is nanobiological engineering. So, nanotech engineering and inserting the nanotech into cells for biological stuff or something like that, and that's what all of the research he was doing was about, and that's
so
what his engineering lab was about.
So that's why they were illegally smuggling vials to that? I mean, is that what... Do I have this wrong?
Oh, okay, so the issue... Here's the cover story. The cover story is that he simply made some false statements about his relationship to the Chinese and this lab, and he didn't disclose everything he was supposed to, and he got a lot of money, and he didn't disclose how much money he was getting, and blah, blah, blah. And the same thing for this other chink, this Yao Hang Yi. It's a Yao Hang Yi and Zhe Hong Zhen. Are these guys...
Mike, you wouldn't want to throw these guys in jail and set a dangerous precedent for the average Joe. That's the one thing. We gotta be careful when we try to, like, lay blame at these people's feet.
Lieber, it might be in custody. The other one is in China. One is in custody. I don't know if Lieber's in custody. He might be, like, out on bond. One of them is already in China. He got back to China, so they've just got the indictment, and China's not gonna send him back, I guess. Zhao Han Zhang got arrested at the airport with the vials. So he's in jail right now in America. And they say that the vials contain certain things about, like, cellular engineering and cancer. And his goal was not like viral stuff in those vials. His goal was he wanted to take these samples that have been developed at Beth Israel Labs,